what I experienced and what I met on that fateful day has traumatized my life. I'm Suni Ndingoba Lesiwou, and I was one of the survivors on board the ship MV Makongai. On the 10th of December, 1973, we left Fatoa, accompanied by my mother and my youngest brother, for us to come over to Suwa. My brother was 3 years old. I was 11 years old. When we boarded the boat at Fatoa, the weather was fine. And at about 9 o'clock, we could feel the strength of the cyclone. Feel that the wind was blowing a bit stronger, and 2 hours we were experiencing the rough force of the cyclone. And then at about 11 o'clock the ship capsized. It did not sink because it was a wooden boat. The sides of the boat must have broken. Water rushed into the room. My mother yelled out to me that we were facing the waves head on. When the engines went dead and the waves lifted the boat, and the boat seemed to go sideways. Eh? All I felt was a strong blow. When I regained consciousness again, the bottom of the boat was pushing my head down, so and then I had to struggle to come out again. I had no life raft on. I was just swimming with my own hands. It took me about 30 to 40 minutes swimming alone and with nothing to hang on to. Then I came across a 20-liter kerosene drum, which I managed to take hold on, and then after some time, then I met a sack of coconut, which really assisted me. And then after about 3 hours, then I met my mother, who was swimming and carrying my dead brother. But she was trying her best to carry him, to bury him on land, eh? Rather than leaving the body to be buried in the sea. Most of the nights when I slept, I used to dream about what happened. Eh? Even now, after 48 years, sometimes I could still feel it.